这道题它的展开方向其实就也很多。What do you think is the most beneficial experience for children and young people to grow? 你觉得对于、小孩或者说年轻人成长的最有意义的或者说最有帮助的经历是什么？那我觉得，对吧？你可以用 Unit 6的段子。我觉得最有意义的这个 lesson 就是他们得有 一些人，比如说父母，比如说这个、有经验的老师，需要告诉他们，想要取得学习上、学术上或者说生活上的成功的话，最主要的品质是什么？最重要的品质是 hardworking， 对不对 ？Work ethic is the most important quality， 或者说 most beneficial experience， 你也可以说。那我觉得父母呢可以培养他们的领导力，对不对？因为 being the person who takes responsibility for the group's failures and successes motivates him to play an active role in what the group does。 对于他的这个 sense of responsibility 责任心，或者说对于他本身的一种能力，因为 a leader's professional and personal development is more rapid than his constituents。 所以这两个段子我觉得其实都可以用上。那我可以用 Unit 6的段子来新的答一下这道题。 Well, personally speaking, I think the most beneficial experience for children and young people to grow is definitely、they should learn the lesson of hardworking or the importance of the work ethic. Take me as an example. My teacher used to cultivate the spirit of hardworking for me、when I was in high school. And according to him, the work ethic is the most important quality if I want to get the success in my life.Since intelligence yields twice the result with half the effort, but it is no guarantee of success. In fact, the world is full of gifted failures. And the case also applies to highly motivated students. Motivation doesn't necessarily result in follow through. And the greatest predictor of being a successful university student or being a successful person in my life is how many hours are devoted to my goal.The more I practice my skill, the better I become at what I'm trying to accomplish. So it is hard work supporting my natural talent that guarantees my lifelong success. So I believe the most beneficial experience is that someone like parents or teachers, experienced teachers, should tell them how to work hard or the importance of hard working in their life.